With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The central Gulf Coast of Texas feeling the fury of the Category 1 hurricane made landfall this morning at Matagorda, about 80 miles southwest of Houston. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick warning coastal residents against complacency.
I know from my own life experience, well, they always predict more and they say more and then nothing happens. Let's pray nothing happens where you live. But something is going to happen where some of you live. And that something will be significant wind, significant rain, and some flooding. And again, surge along the coast. So help us help you.
Severe flooding and widespread power outages are a big concern. Beryl is blamed for about a dozen deaths in Mexico and the Caribbean. A political storm continues hammering Washington Democrats, with a growing number in Congress calling on President Biden to end his reelection bid. But White House correspondent Greg Clugston says the president has been stepping up his drive to convince Democrats and others that he remains a viable candidate.
It's been more than a week since the president's debate performance triggered widespread concern about his fitness for office. With Democrats divided on a path forward, Mr. Biden is doubling down and pushing ahead. The White House and campaign have announced a more robust travel schedule in the days ahead, including a trip to Battleground, Michigan, and a Southwest swing during the Republican convention.
And Congress returns today following a July 4th break. Also at SRNNews.com, the Justice Department says Boeing has agreed to plead guilty to a criminal fraud charge stems from two deadly 737 MAX jetliner crashes. A judge will have to sign off on the deal, which would see Boeing pay another $243 million in fines. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures currently 1 point higher, NASDAQ futures down 6 points. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse responds to Hurricane Beryl.
The giant Christian relief agency has begun sending relief supplies to Caribbean communities impacted by the big storm. Over 24 tons of material has been airlifted into the stricken region along with teams of specialists. Food, water, tarps, blankets, solar supplies were part of the initial delivery, soon to be followed by other things. Samaritan's Purse is urging Christians across the U.S. to pray for the victims of the hurricane. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A coalition of Christian and conservative groups urging Republican officials to draft a party platform that's pro-life, pro-family, and pro-Israel. Tony Perkins of Family Research Council Action says America is in an unprecedented place of moral and cultural confusion and is in dire need of leadership and moral clarity. The Republican Party must once again communicate a clear and hopeful contrast between the parties. This is SRN News. Israel making medical preparations in the event of a new war with Lebanon. We have the latest in the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
As rockets fired from Lebanon become more frequent and more lethal, Israeli officials are completing plans for bolstering the number of medical personnel available to fight a multi-front war. Lacking a sufficient number of doctors and other health professionals, a call has gone international for volunteers to come to the Jewish state for tours of duty ranging from 2 weeks to 1 month. Because a shortage of doctors existed even before the war against Hamas, efforts are in motion to recruit medical professionals who will be used to fill the gaps created where doctors have been mobilized. The nightmare scenario is fighting terror proxies, Hamas and Hezbollah, on three fronts. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
And you can find more details at themedialine.org as well as at srnnews.com.